What happens when the economist who predicted the 2008 financial crisis, while everyone else dismissed him as paranoid, sounds the alarm again? Nouri El-Roubini earned the nickname Dr. Doom not for being perpetually pessimistic, but for being right when it mattered most. Now he's warning that 10 interconnected catastrophes are converging simultaneously, threatening to unravel the relatively stable world we've known since 1945. Bill Gates calls his analysis a vital wake-up call. Ray Dalio praises its comprehensive scope. But here's the uncomfortable truth. We're not just facing isolated problems anymore. We're watching dominoes line up, and the first ones are already falling. Global debt exploded from 220% of GDP in 1999 to over 350% by 2021, not for infrastructure, but to maintain unaffordable lifestyles. The rule is simple: borrow to invest, never to consume. Nations are maxing out credit cards for appearances. Since Nixon abandoned the gold standard in 1971, we've lurched from crisis to crisis: stagflation, savings and loan disasters, Japan's lost decades, dot-com implosion, 2008 housing collapse, Eurozone meltdown. Each time, we borrowed more to paper over the cracks. We've run out of tricks. Interest rates hit zero. Governments spent every spare dollar. When the next crisis hits, there's no safety net. The choice becomes default on promises or print money until it's worthless. The Social Security Trust Fund runs dry in 2033. Future retirees will receive just 76% of promised benefits. Most Americans have less than $5,000 saved for retirement. In 1960, 5 workers supported each retiree. By 2030, that ratio drops below 2-1. America's true debt, including unfunded promises, hit $211 trillion in 2012, 14 times our GDP. It's a Ponzi scheme that would be illegal for any private company. Immigration could help. 55% of America's billion-dollar startups have immigrant founders. But even then, the promises made simply can't be kept. 0% interest rates transform financial systems into casinos. In 2021, Archegos Capital collapsed with $10 billion in losses. 13-year-olds dispensed investment advice, and SPACs raised $142 billion for ventures that mostly failed. When money is free, nobody questions whether investments make sense. Every financial disaster shares the same flaw. Rising markets convince us this time is different. By 2021, free money had inflated bubbles across stocks, housing, crypto, and exotic instruments. Then inflation forced rate hikes, bursting everything. Stocks crashed, tech companies imploded, crypto lost 70-80%. Central banks see bubbles forming but remain trapped. Since 2008, artificially low rates stimulate growth, creating bubbles that burst and require even lower rates to clean up. After the dot-com crash, the Fed dropped rates from 6.5% to 1%, inflating the housing bubble that caused 2008. The response? Zero rates and unlimited printing. Most people fear another Great Depression, but stagflation is worse. Losing your job while prices keep rising, savings evaporating while unemployment benefits end. That was the 1970s, and we're heading back. The 1970s resulted from one supply shock: oil plus misguided policies. Today, we face 11 simultaneous shocks: aging populations, migration restrictions, deglobalization, reshoring, U.S.-China rivalry, geopolitical conflicts, climate disasters, future pandemics, pro-labor policies, cyber attacks, and dollar weaponization. Each shock reduces growth while increasing costs. The killer difference? 1970s debt was manageable. Today's debt levels mean normalizing rates would crash everything. Central banks can't raise rates enough to fight inflation without triggering collapse, but keeping rates low feeds more inflation. The politically convenient path, massive deficit spending financed by printing, leads straight to disaster. When the 2008 crisis hit, central banks deployed unprecedented firepower: zero interest rates and quantitative easing. During COVID-19, the Federal Reserve expanded its balance sheet by over $4 trillion, while globally, central banks created about $15 billion daily. These actions prevented collapse, but fed dangerous asset bubbles. Modern monetary theory became reality as governments spent trillions while central banks printed money to finance it. This direct deficit monetization eroded central bank independence, making us vulnerable to the next crisis. The dollar's dominance faces serious challenges. America runs massive deficits as the world's largest debtor, with over $13 trillion in foreign liabilities. The U.S. increasingly weaponizes the dollar through sanctions. When Russia invaded Ukraine, frozen Russian reserves demonstrated that holding dollars means accepting American political control. China is aggressively developing the ERMB to displace the dollar in global trade. As Britain's cybersecurity chief warned, a dominant ERMB would give China the ability to survey transactions and exercise control. Central banks worldwide are racing to create digital currencies, allowing individuals to hold accounts directly with them. During panics, depositors could instantly flee to central bank accounts, triggering devastating bank runs that would make 2008 look minor. Ken Jennings dominated Jeopardy for 74 consecutive games before IBM's Watson destroyed him in a televised match. He described it as freaking demoralizing, joking that quiz show contestant became the first job obsolete under this new regime of thinking computers. His experience previews what millions face: technological obsolescence with nowhere to go. Unlike previous industrial revolutions, AI threatens permanent displacement. One additional robot per 1,000 workers reduces employment by 0.2% and wages by 0.5%. AI now composes symphonies, designs bridges, and solves decades-old problems. DeepMind's AlphaFold 2 cracked the 50-year protein folding problem overnight. Oxford researchers predict 47% of American jobs are highly vulnerable to computerization, nearly double Great Depression unemployment. DeepMind's founder predicts we're 20 years from singularity, when superintelligent machines will function like 10,000 Einsteins, solving problems simultaneously. This revolution increases inequality as benefits flow to capital owners while wages fall. Without intervention, we face a consumption crisis. When low-income households lack purchasing power, who buys what robots produce? The result? Superfluous humans struggling to find purpose when their labor has become worthless. Between 2000 and 2011, the China shock eliminated up to 1 million U.S. manufacturing jobs, fueling the political backlash behind Trump's election, Brexit, and European populism. U.S.-China rivalry now triggers trade barriers, technological decoupling, and export restrictions. Harvard professor Graham Allison's research reveals that in 12 of 16 historical cases since the 1500s, war erupted when a rising power challenged a dominant one. With China projected to wield the world's largest economy before 2030, clear alliances are forming. The U.S. with NATO, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and India, versus China with Russia, Iran, North Korea, and Pakistan. The principal flashpoint is Taiwan, an island of 23 million people with a freely elected government that China aims to annex. This Cold War centers on economic and technological decoupling between deeply integrated powers, far more dangerous than the original Cold War, when the Soviet Union traded minimally with the West. China's Made in China 2025 plan seeks leadership in critical industries through massive subsidies. Deglobalization shrinks the global economic pie, disrupts supply chains, and harms low-income consumers through higher prices. Yet political momentum pushes inexorably toward fragmentation as nationalist sentiments override economic logic. 4 in 10 U.S. residents live in flood-vulnerable coastal areas. In Florida alone, seawater will displace 1.5 million residents by 2060, threatening 334 schools and 68 hospitals. Over 2.5 million properties valued at over $1 trillion face chronic inundation by century's end. Despite the 2015 Paris climate talks promise to limit warming below 2°C, the world remains on track for 2.7°C warming. Carbon taxes face overwhelming political resistance. When France hiked fuel taxes in 2018, it triggered massive yellow vests riots. The IMF estimates even a modest $35 per ton carbon tax would double coal prices and raise electricity and gasoline prices by 10 to 25%. Yet this would only limit warming to 3°C, still catastrophic. Three fundamental problems undermine effective response. Nations avoid costly action, hoping others will act. Current generations push costs onto future ones, and developed versus developing economies clash over who should sacrifice. We stand at a crossroads where 10 mega threats converge: debt crisis, demographic collapse, easy money addiction, stagflation, currency wars, artificial intelligence displacement, deglobalization, Cold War rivalry, and climate catastrophe. The question isn't whether change is coming, it's whether we'll adapt or collapse under the weight of problems we've ignored for decades.